Welcome to Transform, a podcast on the future of the senior housing industry. I'm Jack Silverstein of Senior Housing News, and joining me today is Adam Azen, CEO of ECP, which provides a complete web-based software suite for assisted living and long-term care communities. In this interview, Adam and I discuss the future of senior living capital, labor, and the impact that AI will have on both. One show note: if you subscribe to the podcast directly through SoundCloud, a change that we've recently made could affect your subscription. We apologize for the inconvenience and encourage you to subscribe through a podcast player such as Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Now, on to our show. Adam, thank you so much for joining us today.
Jack, thank you. A pleasure and a privilege to be here.
Absolutely. So we're going to be talking about capital, labor, and AI, the future of senior living.
My three favorite topics.
Good, good, good. Well, Adam Azen is the CEO of ECP, which powers over 8,000 senior living and long-term care communities with its innovative software for EMR, EHR, move-ins, CRM, and billing. Everyone or many people I talk to in the senior space have some kind of origin story that brought them into senior care. And I understand that you have one. Will you please share that with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So grew up in a small town in central Indiana. And in high school, I volunteered at a senior living community, helping seniors set up email accounts, Gmail accounts. This was back when Gmail was still in beta. Way back when, before email was quite as common as it is today, but helping seniors set up email accounts so they could send pictures to and from their grandkids. And it was one of those like eye-opening, mind-blowing experiences. One, how much seniors loved getting to interact with technology. They were so excited to use a computer. They were so excited to get to send pictures to and from their grandkids. Two, how much even a little bit of technology could make a massive difference in the lives of those seniors. It made them feel so much more connected to their family members, to the people that they loved. And then three, how amazing the people who worked in senior living communities were. I was just blown away by how sweet everyone was, by how kind everyone was, by how caring everyone was, by how this was a group of people who had devoted their careers, who had devoted their lives to taking care of older people. And it was just a wonderful thing to see. I've never been surrounded by so many amazing people. And that was really an inflection point in my life. And I knew that I need to find my way into the senior living industry.
That's wonderful. So tell us a little bit more in your own words about ECP, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So ECP founded in 2005, 20 years ago, in East Troy, Wisconsin, a small town outside of Milwaukee. Was founder-led for the first 15 years and grew into wonderful EHR and EMR company, really well loved by its customers. In late 2000, the founder was ready to retire, and I was really interested in senior living and in entrepreneurship. I raised money from a group of investors, bought out the CEO, and through that transaction became the CEO of ECP. Over those last 5 years, we've grown really significantly. So we've actually grown more than 5x in those 5 years in terms of the number of communities we serve, the number of residents we serve, et cetera. Today, we're well over 100 employees. We have customers in all 50 states. We work with over 700 long-term care pharmacies, and we're really excited to be one of the fastest growing and most innovative software companies supporting senior living in the country.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. So from that vantage point and all that you've seen and all that you see every day, Adam, what are the most important macro trends that you're seeing in senior living today?
So it's definitely been an interesting 5 years. I joined ECP in late 2020, which was obviously COVID was going on, a very special moment in the history of senior living. And there were just a lot of things that were changing at that point in time. And to be honest, today feels like a very similar moment of inflection in a lot of different trends. So I want to talk about two of them. It's the two biggest cost inputs to senior living, which are capital and labor. And the reason why is that both of them are just facing massive historic swings right now, and they're really impacting the entire industry. In a word, capital is becoming more affordable and more accessible. And at the same time, labor is becoming more expensive and less accessible. So to quickly talk through what that means for each of them, Over the last 5 years, capital has generally been difficult to access and expensive for senior living operators. First, during COVID, a lot of investors didn't want to invest in senior living. They didn't know what COVID would do to the industry. They didn't know how the industry would come out. And then right as the industry was really emerging from COVID in early 2022, interest rates started to rapidly rise, making debt and equity more expensive and harder to access. And for that reason, you've seen just a lot fewer new builds, new developments in senior living in the last 5 years than really in any comparable five-year period. However, let's talk about today. I was attending NIC. I'm sure many of the listeners were attending NIC 2 in Austin this year. And there was more optimism on the subject of capital, especially debt, than I think I've ever heard before in my career in assisted living. And the reason why is that, one, interest rates are starting to come down. Certainly, they're well above their 2020, 2021 lows, but they're starting to come down. And then two, debt is just more available. More lenders are willing to loan to senior living than were in the past. And so the result of these two trends, more affordable capital and more accessible capital, is that deals are just penciling for the first time in 5 years. So it's easier to start building a senior living community than it has been from a capital perspective in the last half decade. Then to turn to labor. Labor is doing the exact opposite. Labor markets are tight and they're getting way tighter. So again, to just play back through the last 5 years, starting with COVID, it became a lot harder to staff and hire in senior living. Wages rose quickly, as they did in a lot of industries. People opted out of labor markets. A lot of caregivers had to go care for family members, and staffing became a genuine crisis for senior living. And in 2025, we're actually seeing that this is getting much harder, and in probably the biggest swing since COVID. I was reading a Kaiser Family Foundation study, which noted that 28%, so more than one in four, of long-term caregivers in the United States are immigrants. In our current political moment, immigration is changing more than it has in a generation. I think that a lot of people anticipate that there are going to be fewer immigrants in the workforce tomorrow than there are today, and that's a trend that's going to play out over the next several years. So you're seeing probably the biggest swing in the labor market in senior living since COVID, a reduction in the number of people who want to be caregivers or who can be caregivers in senior living, and a corresponding increase in wage rates. So I guess just to sum up, capital getting cheaper and more accessible, labor getting more expensive and less accessible.
You know, in senior living, we always hear the notion that an operator's or a community's top competitor isn't another senior housing community. It's the person's house. It's them staying at home. So I'm curious to know, what do these trends that you just laid out mean for the future of senior living versus aging in place? And we'll say aging in place in the home.
So the good news for senior living operators is they're almost certainly net bullish. They're net good for senior living versus alternatives. So if you think about home health care for a second, home health care, like aging in place, is cheap from a capital perspective. Like, you don't need to build a new structure, but it's expensive from a labor perspective. Caregivers need to travel further distances between residents or patients that they work with. And so labor is a more significant cost for home health care than it is in senior living. That is, home healthcare aging in place is more labor intensive and less capital intensive than senior living. So if you think about a market like today's, where capital is getting more affordable and labor is getting more expensive, that on the margin should be net very good for senior living and should push people from aging in place towards senior living.
Excellent. All right. So sort of going along with that, you've mentioned these trends in capital, trends in labor. How are those trends impacting technology?
So interestingly, I think that it means that people should be, and we're increasingly seeing, are more willing to spend money. Money's getting cheaper to save labor. Labor's getting more expensive. So that means that people are more willing in senior living to invest in technology to save labor than they have been in the past. And you can see this really across the entire senior living ecosystem. Like, a great example is smart hardware. We've seen tons of really great and really innovative smart AI-powered hardware devices, things like fall detection, smart sensors, vital monitors, things like that, raise a ton of money from venture capitalists and see a ton of success in the marketplace. And the reason why is that senior living operators are responding to these macro trends. They're willing to spend capital to try and save on labor. They're buying smart devices to try and save their staff members' time. And so that's a big shift that's really affecting technology and senior living. And for what it's worth at ECP, we're super excited to integrate and partner with a ton of the leading providers of those devices. Another example that's a little bit closer to home for us is AI in the EHR. There's more willingness, and at ECP, we're certainly trying to spearhead that, to invest into AI and technology to save staff members, caregivers' time in senior living.
Adam, I know that ECP uses AI in its EHR in multiple ways. There are four ways, and AI is such a broad term, and it gets used by a lot of people, and people aren't always speaking the same language with it. So what are the four ways that ECP uses AI in its EHR? And can you give us a big picture perspective then on how all those four play together and how you're using AI in your EHR?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Jack. So four big trends. First of all, we just talked about how labor is tight, how it's really hard to staff. The most important way that we use AI is to try and make the day-to-day jobs for caregivers and med passers more efficient. A couple quick hits there. One is using AI whenever med orders are entered to look for med errors, to look for duplicate medications, to look for PRNs that are being passed too soon against orders, et cetera, just to try and make it faster, safer, more efficient. Priority on more efficient for so many communities right now to pass meds. Another big pain point for communities, assessing residents and personalizing care plans can be super time consuming. So using AI to take the assessment to care plan to taskless workflow and make it more efficient. So that's area one, make day-to-day workflows more efficient. Area two is using AI to help leadership make smarter, more informed decisions. So what a great example here is predicting falls. If a resident falls, it is a huge deal. It is a huge deal for that resident, of course. It can be a life-changingly huge deal. It's a huge deal for their family. It's a huge deal for the caregivers and staff members who got to know and love that resident. And it is such a better outcome to prevent that fall from happening in the first place. So we're really investing into using AI to try and predict falls before they happen and suggest interventions. And this is a wonderful outcome for the resident, and it's a wonderful outcome for the staff members when you can pull this off. A third area is using AI to improve how we serve our customers as a company. So every senior living operator wants us to release features faster, better, sooner. And this is a huge opportunity for us to use AI at ECP, investing in things like Copilot, generative AI for our software engineers, for our compliance team, so that they can do their job better, so that they can serve our customers better and faster. And then finally, I just go back to partnering and integrating with other best-in-class and AI-forward vendors. So for instance, we're a software company. We don't make hardware. But we know that a huge portion of the innovation in our ecosystem right now are things like AI-powered fall detection, things like continuous vitals monitors, all of these smart sensors that communities are rolling out. And so our role as the EHR is to be really, really easy to work with, to play really, really nicely with others so that we can integrate with all of these smart solutions that exist throughout the ecosystem.
Perfect. Thank you so much. What role do partnerships and integrations play in this next chapter?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a ton of areas where we see hardware and software and different software solutions playing nicely with others, being sort of the linchpin of how do senior living communities get value out of AI. So a great example is fall detection. So say that a fall has occurred. It's gonna take hardware, and there's a lot of great vendors that are building hardware to do this, to detect the fall in real time. But then once that fall has occurred, it goes over to the software, the EHR, to do things like plan and track follow-ups. And so it's really smart collaboration between smart hardware and smart software that make great outcomes possible. Another example is things like voice to text. Like if you go to a hospital that uses some of the leading acute care EHRs, you'll see that a lot of doctors are talking to their smartphones or talking to the computers. And it's not that the doctors are being weird, it's that there's voice to text that their EHRs are using. And those are trends that are coming to senior living and that are going to require integrations and partnerships to make happen. So I think that a huge part of our strategy at ECP is to try and assess what are the innovations that are occurring in senior living and how do we partner there? what are the innovations that are occurring in other healthcare settings, and how do we bring those same exciting innovations to senior living?
So, Adam, looking ahead, what gives you the most optimism about senior living? Because you've mentioned a few different areas that are giving you optimism. You've mentioned a few of those. What do you put at the top of the list?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that it fundamentally comes down to the people. I shared earlier, like, the biggest takeaway I had volunteering in a senior living community in high school, the biggest takeaway I had was how wonderful the people are. And I think it comes down to the people who work in senior living are choosing to devote their careers, to devote their lives to caring for others. And that's just the most fundamentally human thing to do. And effectively, without exception, every single person I've ever met who works in senior living, who's chosen to devote their life to that calling, is just a fundamentally good human being. And it's just hard not to be optimistic when you're working in an industry in a care setting that's filled with fundamentally awesome human beings. So when we talk about things like technology, when we talk about things like macro trends, it can be really high level and hand wavy. But I think it really does come down to the people. Like, one of the things that I love about ECP is that every day we get to ask ourselves, how can we use technology to make life better for residents? How can we use technology to make life more efficient for med passers and caregivers? How can we use technology to help senior living leaders and operators run their communities, their businesses more efficiently? And that's something that just gets me really excited. Like, when you love the people that you're serving, when you love the people that you're working with, it's really, really awesome to make their lives better. I know that AI has been a big part of the conversation here. And it's worth taking a step back and asking, like, senior living is the most fundamentally human care setting. Like, it is human beings helping other human beings with the activities of daily living. And that's something that, like, you want to keep human. Like, no one wants that to be done by a robot. No one wants that to be done by an artificial intelligence. And that's such a delicate balance. How can we make that human connection better without disrupting it? It's something that we think about at ECP every day. And I think the fact that there's so many people at ECP for sure, but elsewhere in the ecosystem as well, who are being so thoughtful about how to use technology and how to use technology in this rapidly changing environment. We talked about things like the cost of capital, the cost of labor, like, how to use technology in this rapidly changing environment to just make that human-to-human connection better.
Adam, this was great, and we really appreciate you giving us your time today.
Thank you, Jack. So excited to be here.
Thank you to Adam Azen, CEO of ECP, for joining the Transform podcast from Senior Housing News. To hear more episodes, visit seniorhousingnews.com/podcast. And one more reminder, if you subscribe to the podcast directly through SoundCloud, a change that we've recently made could affect your subscription. We apologize for the inconvenience and encourage you to subscribe through a podcast player such as Spotify or Apple Podcasts.